USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan infrastructure package received a boost on Wednesday when it was backed by 11 Republican senators. The proposal that contains about $1 trillion of infrastructure spending received the endorsement overall of a bipartisan group of 21 senators, increasing the chances that it receives enough votes to pass out of the chamber. The group says their framework pays for the plan without raising taxes. Some progressive senators have signaled they would vote against the plan, saying it doesn't go far enough on social programs and clean energy. And the House has approved a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. The bill passing the House by a 415-14 vote, a day after passing through the Senate. It now heads to President Biden's desk. If signed, June 19th would be known as Juneteenth National Independence Day, celebrating the end of slavery in the country. President Biden is expected to sign the measure, becoming the first new federal holiday in over 40 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.